A long time ago, about 2,000 years, when King Heroin ruled Judea, now part of Israel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the north town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to Joseph.
The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Peace be with you. God has blessed you and is pleased with you." Mary was very surprised by this and wondered what the angel meant.
The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. God believes in you, and if you are willing, you will give birth to a baby boy and name him Jesus. He will be God's son, and his kingdom will never end."
Mary was nervous, but she trusted God. "Let it happen as God chooses," she replied to the angel. Gabriel also told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth, who everyone thought was too old to have children, would have a baby boy whom God had chosen to prepare the way for Jesus.
Mary said goodbye to her family and friends and visited her cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zachariah. Elizabeth was thrilled to see Mary. She knew that God has chosen Mary to be the mother of his son.
An angel had already told Zachariah that Elizabeth's baby would prepare people to welcome Jesus. He was to be called John. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to Nazareth.
Joseph was worried. But then the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid." The angel explained that God had chosen Mary to be the mother of his son and told Joseph that the baby would be named Jesus, which meant Savior. When Joseph woke up, he did not know what the angel had told him. He did what the angel had told him to do.
At this time, the land where Mary and Joseph lived was part of the Roman Empire. The Roman Emperor, Augustus, wanted to have a list of all the people in the empire to make sure they paid their taxes. He ordered everyone to return to the town where their families originally came from and enter their names in a register or census. Mary and Joseph traveled a long way, about 70 miles, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because that is where Joseph's family came from.
Most people walked, but some were lucky enough to have a donkey to help carry the goods needed for the journey. Joseph and Mary traveled very slow because Mary's baby was about to be born. When they reached Bethlehem, they had problems finding somewhere to stay. So many people had come to register their names in the season census. That every house was full and every bed was taken. The only shelter that they could find was a stable.
In this place, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. In those days, it was the custom to wrap newborn babies tightly in a long cloth called swaddling clothes. Jesus' bed was the manger, where the animals ate the hay from.
In the hills and fields outside of Bethlehem, the shepherds looked after their sheep through the long night. As a new day began, suddenly an angel appeared before them, and the glory of God was shining around them.
The shepherds were scared, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you and everyone. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you. You will find the baby lying in the manger."
Then many more angels appeared, lighting up the sky. The shepherds heard them praising God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth." When the angels left, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened."
The shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. The baby Jesus was lying in a manger just as they were told. When they saw him, they told everyone what the angel had said, and everyone who heard the story was astonished. Then the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for sending Jesus as their Savior.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. Some wise ones in a faraway country saw the star and guessed what it meant.
The wise ones were very smart and had studied the stars and read in very old writings that when a new star would appear, it would mean that a great king was born. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts.
The wise ones followed the star to the country of Judea. When they arrived at the city's capital, Jerusalem, they began to ask people, "Where is the child born to be the king of Jews?"
Now Herod, the king of Judea, heard this, making him very angry. He was angry to think that someone might take his place as king. Herod sent for the wise ones to come to him.
He told them to go on and follow the star until they had found the baby king. He said, "When you have found him, let me know where he is so that I can go and worship him." But Herod did not tell them that he had an evil plan to kill the new king.
The wise ones followed the star towards Bethlehem. It seemed to stop and shine directly down upon the place where Jesus was. The wise ones approached where Jesus was sleeping, and they bowed down and worshipped him. The wise ones spread the gifts they had brought before Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
God warned the wise ones in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they returned to their home countries in the east and in different ways.
When the wise ones had gone, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," the angel said. "Take Jesus and Mary and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod will search for Jesus." So Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary during the night, and left for Egypt.
When Herod realized that the wise ones had tricked him, he was furious and gave orders to find and bring anyone under the age of 2 in Bethlehem and the surrounding area. This was to try to find the new king, as his plan to find the location of the new king from the wise ones had failed.
After Herod had died, Joseph had another dream in which an angel appeared to him. The angel said, "Get up, take Jesus and Mary, and go back to Israel, for those who were trying to capture Jesus are dead."
So when Joseph got up, he took Jesus and Mary, and they went back to Israel. But when he heard that Herod's son was the new king of Judea, he was afraid to go there. So instead, they went to Galilee and lived in their old town of Nazareth. And this was a Christmas story.
such beautiful angels and Marys and sheep and stars. Oh my goodness.